In Isle of Wight news, it has been revealed that the company due to rebuild the gasification plant in Forest Road as part of Amey's £225 million 25-year waste contract has gone out of business, forcing Isle of Wight Council and the waste contractor to look for an alternative solution. There have been many problems with the gasification plant over the years. However, Engros, who had been subcontracted to carry out the refurb of part of its new waste contract, went into administration in July 2016. When the waste contract was first announced in 2015, Amey explained that they would be applying for planning permission and environmental permit to renovate the site, which will involve building a new up-to-date mechanical treatment plant and refurbishing the existing advanced thermal treatment plant, aka the gasification plant. Finally, Isle of Wight school children are to discover what it was like to be evacuated during World War II. The annual event at Haven Street, Isle of Wight Steam Railway, will see the station transformed to replicate a wartime station between 19 to the 22nd of June 2017. Organised by the Isle of Wight Council Heritage Service, the event recreates the scenario that tens of thousands of schoolchildren went through at the beginning of the war. Isle of Wight Council Cabinet Member for the Environmental and Heritage, Councillor John Hobart, said, "This is an interesting and thought-provoking chance for our schoolchildren to gain a small insight into World War II that they would have not been able to obtain from their school books." Stand by for national and international news. I'm Max Toogood.